Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt obsessed with jiu-jitsu.
I'm Jennifer Risser, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt trying to figure out how this happened.
How's it going?
So good. How's it going with you?
So good. We had one of our students message us and want to talk a little bit about like etiquette and tradition and stuff like that in the gym. And he mentioned, Matt, mentioned that he would love to hear a podcast about it. So
this might be coming just a Matt Coffey fan podcast. The amount of times we said his name in the last two.
We're going to start summoning him like we do Rachel.
He would hate that.
He would hate that. He would hate that. So I think that one of the beauties of jiu-jitsu is that it's not weighted in tradition, right? Like, it's ever evolving. Lots of stuff changes with jiu-jitsu.
What makes you say it's not steeped in tradition?
I don't know. We're just, maybe it's because of, like, how we grew up in jiu-jitsu. Like, it's not as, like, formal as a lot of martial arts. You know, there are definitely gyms that address their instructors specific ways and stuff. But I think as a whole, jiu-jitsu is ever evolving. You know, like a lot of martial arts, at least from what I understand of traditional martial arts, karate, taekwondo, that kind of stuff. There's like set stuff, set moves, and you learn those moves maybe for each belt. You know, even judo, there's like certain throws that you know for each belt. And jiu-jitsu, it's like anything. And it keeps evolving from the moves and, you know, how gyms are run and how all of that. So I just think it's just not weighted in tradition like a lot of traditional martial arts.
I mean, I think that for us, our brand is, you know, anything. Yeah. But there are lots of gyms where they have very specific curriculums at each belt and that sort of thing. So yeah, I think true. Maybe our brand is not as weighted in tradition, but I think others might say that theirs is.
But don't you think, like, just from the standpoint of, like, jiu-jitsu evolving all the time makes it less?
I don't know. I don't know if I know enough about martial arts to say others aren't evolving.
That's true. Okay.
You know, I genuinely don't know. I did karate when I was like 12. I made it to like green belt.
Yeah.
That felt kind of boring. It did not feel like it was evolving, but we were also playing like volleyball at the end for fun. So I don't know.
Yeah. I did it in my first year of college, my only year of college, let's be honest. I did karate and I got to like gold belt, if that's a thing. It's like yellow and then gold.
That sounds fake.
It might have been.
Calling bullshito.
I was a nuisance. That's the reality.
That's so real. You're a nuisance in so many parts of the world. It's one of my favorite things about you.
Thank you. But there are some things that I enjoy about the tradition or etiquette, and some things that I think have reason or purpose. So I was trying to explain that to him. Kind of what brought it up was somebody standing in line. We do line up by rank, but sometimes we don't tell people we line up by rank. So yeah, we had somebody that was like at the beginning of the line. So when we went to bow out, they didn't know what to do. But I think that's one reason to have people stand up in order, right? Is when we start shaking out, they can follow the leader. Sometimes I forget to tell people, so then they end up in the wrong spot and then they're confused when we start trying to shake out. But when I do tell people, I'm always like, this isn't like, you're brand new, you got to go to the end of the line. Like, it's not meant to be like that. It's a few things. One, it lets me look at the class and be able to quickly evaluate how many brand new students we have in class, how many more advanced people that maybe I can connect with them. It just kind of lets me see the class like that. And also, for us, we do line up backwards based on tradition.
At least on half the mats.
At least on half the mats, yeah. But like, so if somebody walks in the door, then our high rank can jump up and help them. That's helpful for us.
Also, a fun added confusion is judo lines up opposite to jiu-jitsu at our gym.
Oh, gosh. Great. We're just confusing everyone is the answer.
It's fine. We're keeping them on their toes is what's happening.
Yeah.
Keeping them on their toes.
Make them think about it.
You're welcome. But, you know, it's tough because it's like a piece of me is very like, I genuinely do not care if we're lined up by rank. You know, in our past affiliation, we had some people that were so specific that it was like, we had to not only be lined up by belt, but we had to be lined up by stripe. And that really annoyed me. That's so hyper specific. And frankly, sometimes you don't want to sit next to the guy that's ranked the same as you.
I do like it, though. And I think you talked about this, too, right? Like, getting promoted and getting to move up the line. I do like it when you get promoted and get to move up the line, which is the only reason I like based on stripes. Because, like, I also like if you get a stripe, getting to move up the line, too. This is kind of cool.
I guess. I think by the bell it's fun because it's kind of that moment of like, no, that's not where you go anymore. Especially like a white to blue belt. Like that's a fun transition. And it's kind of fun to see yourself kind of climb up the room as the years progress and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And our like purple and above kind of sit in a slightly different way. Like they sit on a different wall a little bit. So it's like you get to turn that corner when you become one of the high ranks.
Although sometimes we might need to break up the purple belts and above. We're all badly behaved.
That is true. I guess that goes into our etiquette. I've got something etiquette to talk about with that too. Biggest pet peeves in jiu-jitsu, and I think this is falls into the etiquette category, is talking while the instructor's talking.
Oh my god, I hate it.
It makes me crazy.
Drives me insane.
I think we witness it the most when we're at camps.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's almost always the highest rank.
Yeah.
Like genuinely, the white and blue belts tend to be very respectful and purple even, but man, those black belts, they just get to chatting. Brown and black, I see it so much and it
drives me insane.
Yeah. So that's a big no-no from us.
Yeah. Especially like even just like in a smaller class, it's like there's 8 people in this room. I can hear you. Yeah. I'm 4 feet from you.
Yeah.
I can't even concentrate on what I'm saying.
Exactly. We don't even allow people to talk in our lobby while the instructor's talking. Like if the kids are out there playing or the, you know, parents or whatever, if I hear somebody talking while the coach is talking, I'm like, guys, I need you to be quiet. Like it's just such a disruption.
Yeah. It's a respect thing, but also I don't have an attention span. I don't even know what I'm teaching, much less somebody else is talking while I'm talking. I'm completely lost everything and I'm paying attention to what they're doing.
Yeah. All right. What other things do you think about as far as tradition for jiu-jitsu?
Bowing for sure.
Yeah.
Whether that's to an instructor, on and off the mat, to a picture. There's lots of flavors of bowing.
How do you feel about it?
It's a little ingrained in me to an extent from being a kid in karate. So, you know, sometimes I bow on and off the mat. Sometimes I bow in and out of the kitchen, you know?
Like, same.
There's a floor change and you're just bowing on accident.
Yep. I've definitely bowed walking into many grocery stores.
Yeah. It just happens sometimes. It's an accident. I don't feel like I'm not a very formal person. So for me personally, I don't particularly care if we're bowing or anything like that. Like, it's not something that I insist upon, but it doesn't, like, bother me either.
Yeah. I think it gives a good little, like, end cap to class. Kind of like a slap bump, which we'll talk about, but, like, that bowing gives just a little bit of, like, okay, we're done. I mean, you know, you talk about from karate, and I think about as a theater dance kid, like, I want to take a bow at the end. This is my curtain call.
But don't you think that's the shakeout moment where we...
Well... But, like, we bow and then we applaud in our classes. And then we start shaking. So, yeah. Like...
And then you want to bow again? Jesus.
No. I just mean, like, that bow at the... Like, when we're on the line just feels...
Oh, I thought you meant, like, you want to bow, you want to shake hands and applaud, and then you want to bow off the mat as a final, like, encore.
Oh, yeah. No. I just mean, like, when we're bowing to each other.
Can't get enough bowing.
Living for the applause.
I don't know, though. Like, in judo, they, like, bow before they engage, which is kind of like the slap bump, but I like that.
Yeah.
It feels a little formal and silly, but I'm a little silly, so doing anything formal is sometimes weird to me.
Yeah. It wasn't for me. So, like, I've been doing jiu-jitsu 18,000 years. Not a lot in those first 16,000. But we didn't use to slap bump. Like 2009 is when I remember going on a trip and visiting other gyms and they were slap bumping. But before, we would both be on our knees. We would bow like all the way to the floor, shake hands, and then go. And I assume that probably came from more judo.
It seems like a judo thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So the slap bump is...
Back in my day, we didn't slap and bump.
That's right.
We walked uphill both ways and bowed to each other.
Those youngins taught us. That's my wife making fun of me, guys.
Another etiquette thing is wearing the right belt.
Yeah. Like for us, we have judo and jiu-jitsu, right? And we're both black belts in jujitsu, but white belts in judo.
Yeah.
So if we're going over to the judo class, we change belts. And we kind of expect that of the judo people too. Like, you know, we have a black belt in judo that trains at our school and he puts on a white belt to do jujitsu. So I think that's, you know, I don't know, good etiquette.
It's so interesting. I feel kind of two ways about this. For me, I do think it's a respect thing to be wearing the proper belts. Like, on the one hand, you know, like, I would never wear my black belt in judo. Like,
yeah.
That, nowhere near that. I am absolutely a white belt in judo. And, like, frankly, I don't think jujitsu transfers as well to judo as judo does to jujitsu, at least early on. So, you know, on the one hand, I think it's respectful for us to wear white belts in judo. On the other hand, it feels almost unfair to let Sensei Alvaro wear his white belt in jujitsu, because if you don't know,
that's
he's
going
to catch you off guard. Literally.
That is true. That is very true. He should have like a white belt with an asterisk on it.
Yeah. Right. And frankly, if he competed in jujitsu, he'd have to compete as a blue belt.
Yeah.
But the other element is, particularly with people instructing, I will say it's a pet peeve of mine to see that ego. So like me wearing my black belt, if I ended up accidentally teaching judo for some reason, like 17 other people didn't show up to judo and it was me and one other person.
Yeah.
Or the other way, you know, a judo black belt wearing their black belt in jujitsu when they're a white belt, blue belt, purple belt, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I think because when you wear a higher rank, it's sort of expressing, you know, a technical proficiency. It's there's ego attached to that, right? Yeah. Like there's a reason you're wearing that belt and not the other belt. There's a reason for that, you know? So for me, I think it's ego.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of ego, talking about like moving for higher ranks. So this is kind of etiquette too. Like if you're rolling and you're like running into people, who moves?
Well, our old affiliation used to be the low ranks move, period. End of sentence. I never really liked that. It felt, I mean, to one extent, it's nice because it shows respect, I suppose. But on the other hand, like, if you've got upper ranks just screwing around or doing whatever and they're in a better position to move, they should move. I think whoever it's more convenient for should move. I think everybody should be watching for everybody.
I agree. Perfectly said. Oh, silly things that are tradition would having your bars on the left-hand side once you've tied your belt.
Yeah.
Or it's like where your stripes go. This is based, so they say, I have no idea if this is true, but rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
That this is based on like, that's where your sword would be.
Yeah, that makes sense. The sword and the bars that you put your stripes on, same thing.
Same thing.
Both that's,
those
deadly,
are your weapons. I don't know if I care, but I do really like it. I care on me. I never want my bars to be on the wrong side. But yeah, what do you think?
Philosophically, I do not care, but I could never be wearing my bar on the wrong side.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know that I could, because, like, you just have so much muscle memory in tying your belt. Like, you tie your belt the same way all the time, right? Like, once you figure out your way, you do it.
Yeah.
That's just how you do it.
Yeah.
But in terms of the stripes, I do think I care about that. I don't know why, but there is a right way and a wrong way to stripe a belt, like from one direction or another. I don't know if that's what you were talking about, but for me, like I have a preference of which direction you stripe.
Yep. Same. Yeah. I'm very particular about how I put stripes on. Like I'm so slow when I put stripes on because I want them to be so even and so like, but I want them to start in a certain place. Yes.
But there, like that's not even like etiquette or tradition.
Yeah.
It's just control.
Control. Yeah, it's just control.
Preference.
But I'm okay with that. Like, that gets to be part of what you do in, you know, when it's your gym or you're the one doing the promotions. You get to have your things.
What about asking higher ranks to roll?
I think you should get to. I know some gyms don't allow it, and I think it's wild. I think that, you know, you should be able to ask anyone to roll, and they should be able to tell you no. End of story. Like, if they don't want to roll with you, they should be able to say no, and that should be okay. But I think that I want a white belt to ask me to roll. I want a blue belt to ask me to roll. Like, I don't know that a white or blue belt wants to roll with me, right? Like, if I'm out, especially, you know, at a camp or something like that, like, a white belt or blue belt may be intimidated rolling with the black belt. They may not like want that. They, you know, like even though I'm going to be nice, they might just be nervous about it.
They don't know you.
Exactly.
I mean, some of them might, but.
Yeah. But if they want to roll with me, I want them to ask.
Yeah. My preference is definitely for people to ask me to roll. I'm not very good at asking people to roll, but kind of for the same reason, right? Like I'm a heckin' strong boy, big ass black belt, you know, like I'm not always a good time for everybody. Like I'm not gonna murder anybody or hurt anybody, but you know, some people don't have the energy for dealing with that sometimes. And they're like, you're just gonna play guard the whole time and it's gonna annoy me. It's like, well, I'm gonna have a good time with that.
That's exactly what I want to
have a good time together. But yeah, so I mean, I personally really like when people ask me to roll. It's kind of my preference. I'm pretty bad about asking people to roll, so for me, I don't care about that rule, but I think it's important to know that if you go to other places, just kind of ask somebody or watch out for that.
Yeah, yeah. I want to know, even as a visiting black belt, because I want to know if, like, I'm thinking people are going to ask me to roll, but they're not allowed to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we can talk about just visiting other gyms generally. There's some etiquette associated with that. For example, you know, some gyms, they only let you wear a certain gi color, or, you know, some very specific gyms make you like rent their gear. Like you have to wear their affiliation gear to be on their mats. Oh yeah. Usually white is acceptable though. Like I feel like that's the most traditional color in a sense. You know, if we travel and we're not sure where we're going to train, we usually just bring white gis because we know basically everywhere lets you train in a white gi, assuming they don't require like affiliation gear.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because sometimes mats are dirty and your white gi is not the one you want to take places.
Yeah, that is sad sometimes.
We've been in a couple places where it's like, RIP to this gi.
This gi will never be this white again.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, just taking a look at their Facebook and their website first, get an idea for it, and then call the gym and find out, do they have a drop-in fee? You know, what's the etiquette for that? Maybe even, like, what do you call the instructor? Because some are very particular about being called professor or master, or, you know, I prefer coach or AJ. Either are fine.
Yeah, right. Other simple etiquette things you can think about are like grooming, making sure your gi is clean, keeping your nails trimmed short, making sure you show up clean or relatively clean. Basic hygiene things.
And on time, especially if you're going to be somewhere else. You know, like, we're pretty relaxed with our students and stuff. Like, I'd rather you get in some jujitsu than none. But if you're visiting, you know, do your best to be on time, that you can sign a waiver. Like, it's so hard when I'm teaching a class and somebody comes in and they need to sign a waiver and everything, and I'm on the mat teaching.
That is really difficult.
An etiquette thing that I'm trying really hard to do well myself is when we're somewhere new, is going around and introducing myself to everyone.
I always really like when a visiting person does that, but I never want to do that. I don't want to touch everybody's hands. I don't want to talk to everybody. I'm not going to remember anybody's name because I'm terrible with names.
Yeah. But I do, like you said, you like it when people do it.
I do. I really do.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to embody that myself. I was able to get myself to do it at the seminar we went to recently.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Bam.
I introduced myself to no one.
It's okay. I knew you.
It's fine.
Good. I think that kind of wraps up what we had written down, but we would love to hear from you guys, just different traditions that you hold near and dear to you, or traditions that you hate. That could be maybe gauntlet. That could, people have very strong feelings about how we celebrate promotions. We don't celebrate with a gauntlet, but you get it.
Yeah, gauntlets are abusive.
Yes, yes. But
and toxic.
Exactly. But we would love to hear from you about different etiquette things that you think of, or traditions that maybe are a part of your gym or a gym that you've trained at in the past. You can, you know, message us on Instagram and stuff. We'll talk about that later. But first, we want to talk about some camp stuff real fast before we sign off of here.
Yeah, camp's coming in hot.
Yes, it is. It's coming in real hot. Well, we're just a couple weeks away. Oh, we're like 4 weeks still. 3 weeks. I'm really bad at this, and I just keep pushing it off further. I thought it was 5 weeks, but it was four, and now it's three all of a sudden.
Let's not keep doing math. I'm not enjoying the math on this one.
Okay. But we have Kendra Barrett coming back to do photography for us.
Very excited about that.
Yes, she's been doing photography for us since 2019, I think.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
We were definitely at the old hotel.
Yeah, well, I think we were at the...
Oh, Decatur?
Decatur, yeah, at the high school.
That's crazy. You're right. Because we've got pictures from her from that venue. But like, wow, that's so long ago.
Yeah.
How cool.
And she'll be doing like mini sessions. So reach out to her or to us and we can connect you to get set up for those mini sessions.
Yeah, they're really fun. She has some examples of what she shot last year and they turned out really, really nicely. You can do all sorts of things. So they can be in your gi with a partner. So you can pick a person that you kind of like can roll with or do some various techniques with if you have particular shots you want. She'll also do just like you looking cool outside or like show up in a little suit or a little dress. Like you could do your ball gown that you bring to camp for the, not ball gown, but
whatever you wear.
Well, you get it.
For the red carpet party.
Your red carpet gown. That's what that's exactly what I said and meant the whole time. Anyway, Kendra is really talented. She has done some phenomenal work for us over the years and we are always really excited to have her back. So definitely get that scheduled because I'm pretty sure she will book up for that.
Absolutely.
And she will also have a booth at camp, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you can meet up with her there, but probably it would be wise to contact her ahead of time.
Yeah, definitely. Same with Lauren McAdams.
Yeah.
She's doing braiding again this year. I have my spot. So I'm getting my hair done. It's long enough to braid this year.
All right.
And she'll book up really fast too. She said that our camp was like the most she's ever done. She was hopping the whole time.
Yeah. So. I don't know how she does it. She was busy the whole time last year, but she does a really good job. How do they find her? Do we, well, can we post that in show notes or something?
Yeah.
Is that a thing Jen does?
Yes, if we send it to her. Thanks, Jen.
Maybe we'll post about it on Instagram or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Lauren McAdams, she's awesome. We'll figure it out.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited about all of our vendors and sponsors, and we're just getting so excited for camp.
Yeah, we have some new gear in that we will probably start teasing, which is exciting. And also, there will be an organization there that's collecting, is it just geese?
I think so.
Okay, so that is like a community closet, basically. And so you can donate your gi, and that gi will go to someone else for free. So it kind of lowers the barrier of entry for jiu-jitsu, and so it's a really good cause. So if you have the space in your suitcase or whatever, feel free to bring some gear to donate.
Yeah, I have a great idea. You bring your least favorite gi and you wear it maybe Thursday night at the unofficial kickoff that's at our gym. And then you donate it. And now you have more room for all the new gear you're going to buy before you go home.
That's a fantastic idea. Do we think that that they should wash it?
Yeah. Yeah, there are washer and dryers in the hotel room, though.
I just wanted to make sure we noted that in the plan.
Yes. You know. Yeah, yeah. That's very smart.
Yeah, I don't want to send her home with a bunch of stinky geese. I mean, I think she would take them, but that does feel kind of gross. That's a lot of laundry for her.
That's a lot of laundry. All right. So we're looking really forward to camp coming up. And if you aren't registered yet, but you're interested in doing so, you can go to rolemodelswanted.com.
All right. Where can they find us?
Well, we're on Instagram at Beauty and the Gi. Podcast, maybe? I don't know. You'll find us at Beauty and the Gi. Poor Jen. Jen's usually the one doing these things, guys.
Jen's better at socials than we are.
And I'm AJ Klingerman. Everywhere you go. On TikTok, I'm roll_model.
I'm so bad at social media these days, guys. My DMs are out of control. Don't even bother. I never post anything.
You're like, I'm not going to post. I'm not going to reply. Just message AJ.
I have good intentions. I send things to people, but I never look at anything.
So there you go.
It's not personal, I promise.
I know. Trust me, it's not. Because I'll be like, have you watched the videos I sent you yet?
Never.
Then we'll sit down and watch them together.
You have to force them. Me.
Exactly. All right. Well, we will. Oh, our next episode teaser. Next episode is going to be with Megan Timmler, who's a physical therapist, and she has been one of our workshop instructors for years now. We just keep hiring her back because she's fantastic.
She just keeps doing a great job, and she's great vibes. Megan Timmler is fantastic. She's fantastic at what she does. She and her husband are excellent. I really enjoy them as people, as jiu-jitsu people. They are fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely tune in for the next one. There's going to be some great tips for you on how to stay healthy or recover after injury. So I look forward to talking to you more.
I'm definitely calling that episode Just the Tips.
All right, let's wrap this up.
All right, so tune in next time, and
we'll see you
on the mat.
Beauty and the Gi is a production of the Brassy Broadcast Company and brought to you by Role Model Grappling.
You look at me like a script.